How are you? Happy Tuesday. Come on in. The studio is nice and comfy and toasty. It's cold outside. It's like 48 degrees here in Daytona Beach. Not unusual this time of year, but not welcome. That's not why we moved here. Shorts and t-shirts and flip-flops and 48 degrees. That is why there's a space heater between my legs right now. And that's all I'll say about that. So you and I, no matter where you are in the world, maybe you live where it's really cold or really warm. I don't know. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. Doesn't matter if you're single, married. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter anything, really. We have something very much in common that if we sat down to talk about it, we'd have something we would chat about instantly. And it's not the weather, although that would help if it's cold in particular. You know what it is? It's change. If you're alive, you're probably trying to make a change for the better. Maybe not every single day, but I am. I get out every single day trying to make sure I'm going in the right direction that I feel like I want to go. I'm hoping you're not trying to make it bad. Can't believe that you'd be here if you were doing that. But going for change. And in all the work I've done with folks, I have noticed that a lot of folks don't realize they're actually going through change. So what I'd like to do today is kind of give you some ideas about where you might be in the change process. It might calm you down if you wonder why you're not getting what you want right away, or maybe you're stuck in the middle and you just can't get to the next level. It'll help you figure that out. We'll do that here in just a second, okay? Thanks for stopping by. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Purveyor of Scott Logic. Essentially, we take all the craziness in the world that, listen, if you and I got together, a bunch of friends kind of hanging around a table, having dinner someplace, we'd talk about all the craziness in the world and we'd get sane about it. We'd like really we'd laugh about it, right? So what we do on the show is just use my Scott Logic to interpret that, to basically take all the things you've been trying so hard to do in the world of personal development to change your life for the better and say, let's make it easier for you. That's kind of it. So I'm happy you're here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Have you been thinking, hey, it might be nice if I could have an online business, an automated business, make some passive, some residual income, and maybe I'll even do a podcast like Scott and get it all over the world. Or maybe I'll do a blog or a YouTube channel or something like that. If you've been thinking that way, I have an opening for you might want to take advantage of. A singular opening for a business client who wants to do just that. If you're interested, it's pretty simple. Send an email to scott@motivationtomove.com. Let me know you're interested and what you're thinking about. And let me know why we should work together. I need to know. If you're not real serious, please don't do it. I'm going to get 1,000 of these anyway. So I'll be looking for the serious one. So find a way to make it serious and we'll talk, okay? All right. So change.
Oh, no. Don't talk about change, Scott. It's scary.
Yeah, I know it is. But, you know, the closer we get to the end of this endemic phase, as they say, of the pandemic that we've been living in for the past couple of years now. And yeah, I know it's kind of, who knows where it is. It's depending on which channel you watch and who you talk to. But we're moving that direction. And those people are getting back to the old ways. Remember the pandemic first hit? We all were really forced to make a change, like instantly. It kind of rocked our world. Oh, no, the world's coming to an end. Did you feel that way? I know I did, at least a little bit. I was like, okay, it finally happened. And suddenly, you know, it was pretty bad. And suddenly our life changed and we were doing things that made us very uncomfortable. Then we were there and it was okay. But now we're coming out of the pandemic phase. And I don't know. I think a lot of folks have forgotten what happened back then and how quickly your life was changed and how you were jarred. Your journey was instantaneous. But now we're back to more normal. Our journey is back to more like it used to be. Winston Churchill said, To improve is to change, and to be perfect is to change often. So if you want to be perfect today and you want to get back to a perfect life, the normal life, start changing. Because that's what it's all about. Don't hold back. Just talking to my niece yesterday. She said, I'm just ready for a change. I said, you and everybody else, get out of the house. Go do something. And she can where she lives. So it's awesome. So here are the stages of change. If you've never thought about this, this is not mine. This is freely available on the internet all over the place. And it's so freely available. I have no idea who came up with it, but it makes a lot of sense. Probably some psychological stuff from a big old book someplace that ended up online. And here it is on this podcast. But it really does work because when I'm working with coaching clients, I have got to figure out where they are. I can't help them if I don't know where they are. Here you are. I can go there. I got to figure that out. And lots of times when people call me, the thing they tell me when they get on the phone or Zoom with me about where they are is completely different than where they really are. I have to figure that out. So this is what we're looking. First, I'm looking for something called the pre-contemplation stage. And that's a place where you may intend to take action, but you're not really sure what's going on. I mean, you're kind of unaware. You intend to do something, but your behavior is stopping you from doing it. You may be there. You're kind of contemplating, thinking about doing something, but you just can't get yourself over the top to do it. That's the first place it starts. Now, where does it go from there? Well, now that you realize, okay, I'm thinking about something, you recognize you're in the contemplation phase, and that's where you recognize that there is a problem that you're trying to solve, and you're kind of debating the pros and cons of your actions. You kind of begin to say, okay, well, I thought about it driving home from the office the other day, and came back into my mind now, well, maybe this is real. And you start to think about that. You're contemplating what may happen here in the near future. You've been there before. I don't like this job. And suddenly you're contemplating a new job. Or maybe you're in a bad relationship. And you start thinking, you know, I might have to make a change here. It all begins pre-contemplation. And then you really start thinking about it in the contemplation phase. So what's the next place? Well, you kind of decide to move forward. Now we're in preparation. You intend to take action, and soon you're fixing to get ready, as we say around here. And you might even take some small steps. In my case, I tell you what I do. I start resourcing and researching. If I have decided to make a change, I'm the kind of guy that wants to know the landscape before I move forward. Are you like that? A lot of people just want to jump in. I'm not that kind of guy. I kind of want to do a reconnaissance run. It's like going to the buffet. I don't go to buffets, but sometimes I get stuck at a buffet. I am not going to walk up to the buffet with my plate and start loading it. No, I'm going to do a reconnaissance run around the buffet to avoid the bad stuff and get the good stuff right to the chocolate fondue. Ick. Never again. So preparation, we're getting ready. Then what happens? We're in action mode. The process of making specific changes that we have to do. We have decided what must take place. We prepped it. We know the steps. Off we go. We start in action mode. We stay there for a while, maybe a long time. And then once we get through action mode, we have what we want. Now we're maintaining the change we have. Now you have to sustain that for a while, because the truth is you have broken a habit, you've broken a behavior, you moved into something else. You have to sustain it for a while, probably consciously be aware of what you're doing every single day to make sure it sticks. Otherwise it'll go away. And then we get to the termination period. And that is where you have no temptation and you are sure you will not return to your old unhealthy habits. A lot of folks do this when they're maybe dieting, they're stopping the bad food. You hear more and read more about people that are stopping drinking alcohol. And if you pay attention to that, they'll say there's a point in time, if they get lucky, which is all what they hope for, where they have no temptation at all. It just disappears from their life. That's when you know you completed the complete change in your life. So pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance for as long as it takes to get there, and then termination, when you're like, hey, I'm done, I'm out of here. And what do you do next, by the way? Yeah, start over. Very likely, just based on a guy who pays attention to every little detail of life, maybe even more than I should, and that of others, in a good way. I have to say that because I might get in trouble. You have this happening at multiple streams within your life. It's continuously happening all over the place, which is confusing. Yesterday, I talked about having a plan A and not a plan B, and I really began to think about that. I think we're going to get together for a coaching call pretty quick, because I have a little formula that I use where I help you get to a plan A, and it's much more comprehensive than you think, because a plan A is never just one thing, is it? Same thing about change. It's never just one thing. There's always a lot going on. So you have to factor all that in together to know what the big picture is specifically that you want. If that means anything, the big picture specifically, it makes sense if you read between the lines. Okay, get out of here. Have a good day. Winston Churchill also, by the way, said something else a long time ago. For myself, I am an optimist. it does not seem to be much use being anything else. I'll leave you with that. Have a good day.